You're listening to Wide Margins, Episode 1, Introduction. This is Drew Kaiser. You may have already realized that. If not, you've stumbled onto this because you either came here because you knew me, knew about the last podcast, or you're just curiously browsing podcast land for something to listen to. If so, I hope you didn't make a big mistake, because as we start this out, I'm going to introduce an idea here. I'm not sure it's going to work. I've been thinking about this podcast for a long time, ever since my previous podcast, The 66, concluded with episode 100. I did that one with Andrew Kingsley, my coworker at the time, and it was a lot of fun. We were surveying the books of the Bible, one book at a time. It's called The 66. I don't think we got through even 20 books of the Bible. I think we knew that we'd never quite make it. It was still fun, though, to think about, you know, the possibility of reaching the goal. I think 100 episodes was a good goal. That's about an hour per episode. 100 hours of pretty intense Bible study, and we had good conversations, and a lot of people enjoyed listening to it, and I appreciated all their comments. And one of the reasons I'm a little trepidatious about what we're doing here on Wide Margins is that what people enjoyed about the 66 was the conversations. And this is kind of my first solo podcast. I'm not sure if people are interested in just hearing me muse on a microphone. I'm not even sure that I'm going to be very good at doing that, but I'm going to give it a try because it's something that I've wanted to do for a long, long time, and I enjoy the podcast format, and I want to keep it going, but I wanted to do something different. You know, Andrew and I talked about continuing the 66 remotely. The options just weren't that great for that. And one of the things that I really enjoyed about it was sitting across a desk from Andrew. And I want to introduce this new idea, something really different, and why I'm calling it Wide Margins. First of all, I don't know if you've ever tried to come up with a title for anything. It's always been hard for me. Long time ago when blogs started to come on the scene, I had a little blog, and for the longest time I called it Drew's Blog because I couldn't for the life of me come up with a title for the thing. And I had the same kind of experience here, but I was determined not to call this Drew's Podcast. I wanted something a little more creative than that, but I wanted to do so much with it that it was hard to find something that wouldn't pigeonhole me in one direction or the other. Here's why I settled on Wide Margins. First of all, you know, the first thing most people think about when they hear Wide Margins is a Bible. A lot of you probably have a Wide Margin Bible. My Wide Margin Bible is really important to me. I do expository preaching and teaching, and the first step most of the time in developing a lesson is to go to the text that I've selected and read through it several times in that Bible while just marking away in the margins, underlining terms, circling things, drawing lines, pointing out connections from one place to the other. It engages me with the text, and doing all of that notation and having all that room to do it helps me really get a grip on what the Lord is saying in that text or anywhere where I'm studying. And it's an active way of reading. And I think when I learned to read that way, I got a lot more out of reading. So the connotation of Bible study is one of the main reasons I went with the title Wide Margins. This podcast, for the most part, is going to be about the Bible, what it says, and how to live practically in the world today. The second, I guess the only other reason why I went with this title is that it kind of suggests broad territory, you know, wide, broad. I don't want to be, as I said, pigeonholed into one thing or the other. So, you know, I chose a title that would give me freedom. I didn't want to, you know, the 66 had something to do with something very specific. We were going to go through the 66 books of the Bible in a certain way. We had a breakdown of, you know, the first part of it we're going to read, the second part of it we're going to think, the third part of it we applied, and all of those are still up, by the way. If you want to go find the 66 podcast or look it up at the66.net, and you can hear what we did there in a very structured way. I wanted less structure in terms of what would be addressed from episode to episode. And in this introductory podcast, I wanted to give you an idea maybe of the kinds of things that we'd be doing. One of the things, of course, that I want to do are Bible studies, and I want to do series that I normally wouldn't do in the pulpit or even in Bible class, and I want to really bring out some things that I'm not given the time to do, or, you know, just it's not the right space for it. One of the first things that I think we'll do on here is a series on the Judges. And it's not to say that I've never preached on the Judges or that, you know, I've never taught classes on the Judges at church. I have, but I've not been able to do it in the way that I could do it on this podcast. So we'll look at the Judges. I've got another series planned for Jacob, kind of a biographical series on Jacob that I'd like to do, and a lot of other things. So there'll be, you know, series where we do in-depth episode-by-episode studies of a book of the Bible or, you know, a character in the Bible or something like that. Another thing that, you know, we'll continue to do is the conversations. Just because I know that's what people enjoy listening to. And there are a lot of people that I would love to bring on to this podcast and talk to, people that have interesting stories. In fact, I've already got a few in the can that I'm very excited to put out there and have people hear. Andrew is somebody who will definitely be coming back several times, many times as he'll come. And he's one of those that I've already got recorded on something I plan to release later. Also, you know, the topics of these interviews will have a broad range, you know, going from, you know, maybe, of course, Bible questions that, you know, are really, that people are really struggling with, to, you know, questions about the text and what does it mean, interviews with preachers on those things and academics, but also interviews with law enforcement agents, interviews with just friends about, you know, things in life. So there will be interviews, and though the individuals that I want to interview will control the subjects, and they won't always be deep and heavy subjects. Sometimes I like for it to discuss, you know, a light topic. I'll keep those ideas to myself and kind of weigh them before you know, releasing anything like that. But there'll be the Bible exposition, there'll be the interviews and conversations. And then one last thing that's very personal to me that I don't get into in any other format, but here, is going to be my battle with Parkinson's disease. When I was 37 years old, I'm 43, almost 43 now. 6 years ago then, I was starting to experience symptoms of Parkinson's disease. I was diagnosed with it almost 2 years ago, and it's been a real struggle, as you can imagine. I don't talk about it a whole lot. I don't want to be the center of attention at church, and, you know, I certainly don't want to spend valuable worship time talking about this, but I also know it's important for some people to hear this. Maybe it's people who are also struggling with Parkinson's disease, but also it could be somebody struggling with any other kind of disease that's chronic in nature, or problems in life, trials in life. So I want to really open up about that here. I won't do it that often, but as things happen, as thoughts occur to me, I may just turn the mic on and spend some time, you know, kind of ruminating about my struggle with Parkinson's disease. So I don't know if anyone is really excited about this podcast now, but I think these things are important to me. Maybe they're important to you too, and I'm looking forward to the opportunity to talk about them. I'm weighing at the end of the episode, doing a little reading. I don't know how that's going to work out. We're going to try it here as we close it out. This is from Billy Collins in a poem, I believe he entitled Marginalia. Marginalia, by the way, is a word for the scribbling that you write in the margins of books as you read. He was a big fan of that. So here's what Billy Collins says. We've all seized the white perimeter as our own and reached for a pen, if only to show we did not just laze in an armchair turning pages. We pressed a thought into the wayside, planted an impression along the verge. So that's the first episode of Wide Margins. I hope that you'll come back and see what we got in store for upcoming episodes. I'm looking forward to it. Hope you are too. See you next time.